How can we access our reserves of creativity that lay within each one of us? How can we utilize the reserves of creativity that are within each one of us? It's very unusual. There's a very interesting series of articles in the National Geographic for May 10, 2017, telling some stories about creativity and about genius. They mention Stephen Wiltshire, a British artist with autism. He created an exquisitely accurate panorama of Mexico City after one afternoon's viewing and 5 days drawing. Psychiatrist Darrell Teffert believes this unique wiring between the brain's right and left hemispheres allows people like Wiltshire to access reserves of creativity. We'd all like to access reserves of creativity. We'd all like to reach into our soul and reach into our heart and reach into our being and come up with all the magic that lay there right now, ready for you, ready for me, ready for us to enjoy and utilize for all beautiful and good things. It's very interesting. We know so little about what makes for a genius. All we do know is that a genius lets go of an inner process, and we'd like to let go of that inner process within us, that we'd like to access those reserves of creativity that lay within each one of us. Now, how do we do it? How do we do it? Schopenhauer, one of our great thinkers from Germany, wrote about the genius, and he calls him the lights of his age, like a comet into a path of the planets. He said that genius is like the light of the age in the path of the comets. Fantastic. And he says, consider Einstein's impact on physics. With no tools at his disposal, other than the force of his own thoughts, he predicted in a general theory of relativity that massive accelerating objects like the black holes orbiting each other would create ripples in the fabric of space and time. And it took 100 years and enormous computational power and massively sophisticated technology to definitively prove that he was right. And with this physical detection of such gravitational waves, and took place only 2 years ago. It's a magical thing. It's a magical thing when we consider what is going on in the world, when we consider what's going on in life, what is happening in our universe. And is what is happening fantastic, magnificent, marvelous? Oh, indeed it is. It is so fantastic, so marvelous. But is it the wiring of the brain, and is it something that we could rewire? Is it something that we could increase the ability for it to be done? Yes. And how do we increase the ability for it to be done? We increase the ability for the rewiring of our brains by saying, it is done now. We affirm and are aware that it is done now. It is a reality in our life. It is a reality in our affairs. It's a reality, and it's all that matters. It's all that matters, because we have that fantastic quality. We have that fantastic quality in each one of us, and that fantastic quality in each one of us is ready and able for us to use. We want to access the creative reserves of our creativity. We want to access those reserves of creativity that lay within each one of us. And to access those creative reserves that lay within each one of us, it's a matter of putting our attention there. Little children so often say, I know that. Oh, I understand that. I've been there and done that. And they may not have been able to express how they were there and done that. They may not be able to express how they were so intuitively aware of what was going on, but they knew. They knew. And if we were to challenge them in a pleasant way, in a harmonious way, such as our computers do today, if we would inspire them to sort of be channeled with those rewiring of their right and left brain so they bring forth the magic that lay there, bring forth the magic that is standing there waiting to be revealed. It's now. It's very much now. But are you ready to do that? Are you ready to think about it? Or are you going to just sit back and say, let somebody else do it? Einstein, when he was a young man, wrote great tomes. And he continued to do that all of his life. He was a genius all of his life. He wasn't just a genius for one area of teaching. He was a genius in all areas. He was a teaching in all manners of thinking. And he advised President Roosevelt at the time not to use the atomic bomb because it was such a tremendous thing and it was going to do more damage than good. And truly, as a bomb, it has done more damage than good. But it's done more damage than good only because this wonderful creative power, this magical power, was directed in a way that was not beneficial to the world. You say, well, if we hadn't split the atom, if we hadn't learned about the power that's within it, if we haven't, we wouldn't have a lot of things we have today. Oh, we will have a lot of things that do not have to have negative reserves to them. We will have a lot of things that will be taking place in our life that do not have things that are going to be damaging to humanity and damaging to our environment, damaging to society in any way. We're going to have a lot of things that could, if they were misused, just like Hitler misused his power of persuasion of the public to do something negative rather than to do something positive. Just like many politicians get in there and they use the mechanism of politics to accomplish something for their own benefit, not for the benefit of the people. And what was it that was written about the documents of the United States of America? It's written about the documents of the United States. It's by the people, for the people, and about the people. Now, this was said so nobly by Lincoln. And is it something that we can follow? Sure it is. But we don't follow it by negating others. We don't follow it by putting something else down. We only follow by lifting up, by being an exemplary idea to everybody, an exemplary expression to everybody of what is for our highest and best. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself the finest and best you can be, and have fun doing it. Enjoy what you're doing. It's not a fight. It's not an argument. It's not something that is going to be denigrating to anything, but it'll be uplifting to everything, because that's what life is all about. We have this privilege of rewiring our brains right now today, and we do it by saying, all that is in me is in divine order. Every cell of my body is ideal. And when I say every cell of my body is ideal, I say every cell of my brain, every cell of my body, every cell of my beingness, every cell of me is ideal, perfect, and expressing that perfection right now. And I call forth that perfection in every area of my life, and it is done now. This is how I rewire my brain. This is how I rewire my world. This is how I rewire everything in life. All is in divine order right now, and that's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter. Know it for yourself. Know it for your world. Know it because it is the truth. And that's where Einstein tapped into his resource of creativity, as for all the other geniuses, autistic or not, who tap into the genius of their brain, and they rewire their brain by saying, all is done now. And so it is. You can do that, too. I can do that. Let's do that. Let's make a wonderful game out of it. And let's play its game every moment of our life. I love you. I love you. I love you.